such an asshole.
Well, just had some coffee. Realtor agent in the field writes, I'm going to move soon. However, I'm having a very tough time picking a place to land, which is ironic considering I've lived in Bumfudge, Michigan for all of my 20s. I just got reconnaissance man and I'm starting it soon. However, I would like your input on places to go in the United States that don't suck too much. Even the best place I went, Austin, Texas, seems to have major drawbacks, like tons of Mexicans. There you go, not Trey. There you go, Alex. There's Juan and Atham and really weird people. Yeah, because Atham's so normal. Right, right. So I wouldn't necessarily rule that out. Because the Mexicans tend to be the ones to get the work done on the housing industry. So although Juan had to go chase one down because he stole his car, or he hit and run car. I would stay away from California. How does that sound? Because if you're not going to get anything done in these United States without Mexican contractors, just isn't going to happen. Should I just accept that no matter where I go, I'll be effed in one way or another? Please keep in mind I need a rather large metro area nearby to call and knock door in order to bootstrap my business again. Thanks. And we'll keep you anonymous. So, all right, let me pull up the map. So you want, here's the problem. I'll just tell you the answer. What you want doesn't exist. Pretty much all major metro areas suck for 3-4 things. One, the traffic. That's the worst. Two, the politics are going to be leftist taxes related to that, not just the taxes, but also certainly the rules of regulate. Like over in Minneapolis or Minnesota, I think it's Minnesota. Now you can't refer to it as master bedroom. They have to refer to it as, I don't know. I don't even know what they call a big ass bedroom. I have no idea. See, like you did, and I'm sure maybe that made the rounds in your industry. So you got to deal with stupid regulations like that. You got to deal with the people, which not only includes crime, because leftists just love criminals more than they do law-abiding people. But then the leftists themselves, Austin is horrible. I mean, it's like Portland in Texas. It's, you know, and Portland's horrible. Tacoma's horrible. And it's not that these towns themselves are physically horrible. They're actually quite pretty. Well, at least Portland and Tacoma are. But the people, they're just horrible. Ranging from everything, like if you're in Seattle or Portland, you're shitting in the streets, to Tacoma, where it's like a bunch of washed up old Gen Xers who don't realize it's not 1994 anymore. And Kurt Cocaine died quite some time ago, who are all tatted up. Oh, you think the millennials are winning at the tattoo wars? Go look at Tacoma and go look at all the washed up old Gen Xers with their numerous tattoos. They're out millennialing the millennials. But yeah, Chicago, I like the north side of Chicago. I like the west side of Chicago too. A lot of salsa dancing. In parts of the south side, you just don't want to go to the south side. I enjoy it, but there's traffic, you know, and there's leftists. And I think they're looting in Chicago again. I can't think of a more deserving group of people. So yeah, all your major metros are going to suck. Even Miami, which I enjoyed Miami, which would be, I guess, the most conservative, although Dallas would be the most. Even Miami, it's traffic. It's the new Chicago on the Atlantic. So let me pull up. I'm going to start one with, I know, I'm going to start dead center to the country. And that would be Kansas City. I've been there several times. I very much enjoyed it. It's a clean town. I'd live, I guess, maybe the Kansas side before I live Missouri side, but it's not all that much. But more recently, the Masculine Geeks went there, and they had a grand old time. They absolutely loved it. It's a major metro. It's no New York or Chicago, but you wouldn't want to be in those places anyway. So I guess we'd lead off with Kansas City. Just so you know, these aren't in any one particular order. Indianapolis is another major town that isn't rank Marxist. It's not that big, actually. I've driven in. It's kind of cool. I like the architecture. So I would check out Indianapolis. Moving around, Nashville, Louisville. Louisville's not that big. Raleigh, Durham area. I would check that out. Charlotte, I would check that out. And if you want, go over into Asheville. If you're willing to drive over there and do some representing there as well. No to Pittsburgh, no to Detroit, no to Chicago. I guess what you could do in major metro areas, though, is you could always just be the realtor in the burbs. I mean, you're not like, who's going to be a realtor in Detroit proper? Who wants to be a realtor in, like, you know, unless you're doing condos or some Chicago proper? So I'd and you could always live in the burbs and drive in, because they're, you know, debt-ridden millennials got to live somewhere, right? It's cool and hip. Ooh, look, condos. Hey, everybody. Affordable housing. You can't buy unless you got a mask, though. But towns, yeah, Charlotte, Savannah, Charleston, I checked that out. I enjoyed Jacksonville. I'd avoid Tallahassee. Tampa, St. Petersburg, I'm going to recommend that. That would probably be outside of Vegas. I'd recommend Tampa, St. Petersburg. And then any one of those coastal towns except Miami. Because Miami is a zoo. I'm not saying you wouldn't enjoy Miami. Miami's a fun place. It's just traffic is horrible. Alabama, no. Mississippi, no. No to Shreveport. No to Milwaukee. It's too cold. I was going to say it's not bad. The Fox Valley area between Green Bay and Appleton, Wisconsin, including all the way down to Fond du Lac, would be an area you might want to do, because a lot of people are trying to escape from Milwaukee. But that's pretty cold. No to anything in Minnesota. Was it Oklahoma? Tulsa. I've heard nothing but good things about Tulsa. I had a black female agent in the field, still do. And she loved Tulsa. I'm like, really? Tulsa? Because my experience of driving through Oklahoma, like, boy, it's hot and dry here. Look, another dust devil. Oh, it's kind of like Texas, but not. But I would check out Tulsa, maybe. The one town in Texas I'd recommend would be Dallas. Houston is too big. I didn't mind San Antonio. San Antonio was all right. All right, kind of making our way out west. I would not do Albuquerque. Tucson, maybe. Definitely Phoenix, if you can handle heat. Definitely Las Vegas. Maybe en route to one of those towns, you drive through Denver, see if you like it. Because Denver is they need a bypass. They need another interstate. And they're not putting it in because they pissed all their money away on parasites and welfare bums. So that I-25 is a nightmare. So I don't know if you'd like, you know, you'd stay in Fort Collins and you'd do the north side, or you'd go to Castle Rock, you'd do the south side. But I would not do it. Salt Lake City, that's one you might want to consider. Reno, nothing in California, nothing in Oregon. Spokane, I would do. North side Seattle, I would do. Nothing in Montana, nothing in Idaho. Nothing in Wyoming. Maybe Rapid City. I don't know. It's not that big. Yeah, you need a bigger place than Rapid City. It's not that big. I wouldn't do. Yeah. So there, those are the towns. Out of all of them, the top one, St. Petersburg, Tampa. Raleigh, Durham. I'd throw Charlotte in there while you're down there. Kansas City, Vegas, Phoenix. Those are all the top. Then a close second tier would be Dallas. Maybe look at Denver. That's what I recommend. All right, there we go. Any super chat? Look at this super chats coming in here. Joey Biden, hey, our Canadian, who, man, Mr. President, you're spending so much time in Canada now for $2 Canadian. Las Vegas, Henderson areas look golden to me. Yeah, they're fun. I enjoy Henderson. I really do. I'm looking forward to going there this winter. Kind of miss it. And now is the perfect time to be in Vegas or Phoenix for that, the South, because it's nice. It's because the South, you get two summers. It's called spring and fall. It's too hot during summer, right? But then you get two nice summers. And then it's kind of cool in winter. Phoenix, maybe if you get a warm spell, it's cool to go outside, but usually it's too cold to really do much outside in winter. Chris is black, $2, Texas, to as far north as Nebraska. Big event. Oh, Nebraska's within my shot. I'm going to try and go. Chris, tell me where to go. I'm not going to look it up and try my rookie amateur show. I'm going to go with the pro. Yeah, text me. Colin, what about Houston? One's too big. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Salt Lake. I throw Salt Lake up there. Yeah, Houston was just too big for me. And thank God I was on my motorcycle when I went through it, because I could use the bypass lane. But it was just like, hey, let's put Chicago in the South and say, y'all, that's basically it. I didn't hate it, but it was just too big. Eric Burns Marsh, 10 generous dollars. Yo, dude, bro, if you were flipping houses like Carlton Sheets, you would not be consulting tonight. You'd be at B-Dubs down in Wings and watching Thursday night sports. Was it Thursday? Do we have Thursday night? Are there games on Thursday? Is B-Dubs, is that, I don't even think there's any like bars and restaurants, like the classical bars and restaurants that are open anymore near the U of M campus, either on the West Bank of campus or Dinky Town. Because I guess the library closed, and that was new after I left college. I know they shut down Seven Corners. I mean, do people even go out to bars anymore after a hard day of NBA and bro? Let's go to Sergeant Preston's, get some wings. And like they'd hit on the girls there. Like, is that, because really you gotta wonder, like, if you're not allowed to, like, well, you can't hit on the girl in class because you see them all the time. I wonder if that has something to do with it. There used to be the Kitty Cat Club. That was kitschy. That was fun. That was cool. I don't even know if that's open. Media hits $5. DeKalb seems reasonably priced for a Chicago burb. Just go into the city at night via subway or drive and avoid the day traffic. Well, wouldn't you have to go at the daytime to like show the houses or the condos? This burnt down building is very affordable. Channel 1800 Dumb, our New Zealand agent in the field for $5 New Zealand. Those are Kiwis, right? They call them Kiwis. Saying hi, Cappy. Hey, fellas. Your comments on Rolo's book, real cool, brother. Yeah, no, I just insight. I did a review of Rolo's book. Oh, and just so you know, the Book of Numbers, Better Bachelor Edition, is available for sale. But it's incredibly hard to find because Amazon has screwed up the links where you search for it, it doesn't come up right away. And so, and then you'll find it, like Better Bachelor Edition. You say, but this is paperback. Then you click on Kindle and it'll take you to the Kindle of the regular book, not the Better Bachelor version. Just so you know, there's no Audible version of the Better Bachelor version. I'll make a more official announcement when, when I fix up that link problem. Art Vandelay. Ah, importer, exporter. The Human Fund. $2. Hey, Cappy. Have you ever hiked in Saguaro National Park? No, I've driven past it scores of times. Well, maybe not scores, but at least a dozen times down by Tucson. Just because it's Saguaro. Also, on the north side of Phoenix, in the Tonto Rio National Park, north of Cave Creek and Carefree, far, so that's where the city ends, and then it's National Forest. There's Saguaro cactus there too. So I never, I'm like, there they are. I was looking for Spike, could never find Spike. And I'm not talking Spike Spiegel. We'll see if anyone old school gets that. But yeah, like that and Joshua Tree National Forest, even Sequoia, I've never been. I don't want to go to a national park because of the type of foliage. Oh, look, this thing's growing out of the ground. So it is. I could see that from the highway. I didn't need to pay $25 to see that. But I want mountains, waterfalls, canyons, vistas, lack of oxygen, migraine headaches. Nonstop Dre, 360, $2. What's your favorite parts of Florida to live in? St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg and right across the bay is Tampa. If I had to, definitely St. Petersburg's over Tampa. And there's nothing wrong with Tampa, by the way. I just think St. Petersburg is more old school and classy. yeah, absolutely. Then it'd probably be really expensive would be St. Augustine. If I want a quiet life, like if Cappy, where'd you retire? I probably could do St. Augustine. Like if you were in a wheelchair, like there was no hiking ever again, no motorcycle riding, where would you go? Okay. Well, since I'm a paraplegic, St. Augustine would probably be nice. Melbourne is good. Nothing wrong with Sarasota, Fort Myers, but you kind of, the traffic kind of pegs you in there. So you're like, oh, wouldn't it be great to live on the beach? No, because it takes an hour to go 5 miles to get to the interstate. You want to live close to the interstate, off the interstate, something like that. North side, far north side, Miami is very nice. That's like Jupiter and Fort Lauderdale or something. And by very nice, I mean Tiger Woods lives there. So maybe we all can. I'm just saying, if anyone wins the multi-billion dollar lottery, you might want to look at that area. But yeah, I would definitely do St. Petersburg. Very nice. I miss that town because you can just walk all over. Beautiful run on the beach. People are fishing for fish and crabs, and there's a bunch of piers you can run out on, and the architecture is beautiful. The Vinoy is a wonderfully architecturally Miami-looking building. You go to Clearwater Beach across the peninsula. Oh, it's just a nice place. Very nice. Professor Paul's Lab, $5. I'll email you about the quantum mechanics topic this weekend. I'm on the clock. Okay, yeah, there's no rush. It's just a book I want to write. That's, I might be able to start writing again, doing podcasts regularly because I booted all the Spurgs out of the thing. I'm like, all right, you ask me a Spurgy question, it's $100 minimum. You send me a follow-up email, now it's $200. And so that's kind of cut it down and it's definitely helped my my stress. Riesberg, $2, Montreal or Calgary for working and living? I guess I'd do Calgary. It's just cold there, man. It's cold. Let me qualify that statement. If you're not making that much money, Montreal. All right. But if you are making that much money, worried about taxes, Calgary. And I would try to get out of Calgary, like work from some, like, hey, during winter, can I go work in Florida? Or do you mind if I leave? Calgary is just really cold. All right, that's it. See you guys later. Toodles.